This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. China launched military drills around Taiwan on Saturday as a stern warning after voicing anger over a stopover in the United States by the island's vice president. He is the frontrunner in Taiwan's presidential election next year and a vocal opponent of Beijing's claims to the island. He returned Friday from a trip to Paraguay, during which he stopped in New York and San Francisco. It's just the kind of thing the United States, Japan, and South Korea were meeting about at the U.S. presidential retreat Camp David on Friday. Here's VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakusar.
Friday's summit, hosted by President Joe Biden at the U.S. presidential retreat Camp David, resulted in a series of defense pledges by Washington, Tokyo, and Seoul, including a commitment to consult with one another during a regional crisis.
That means we'll have a hotline to share information and coordinate our responses whenever there is a crisis in the region or affecting any one of our countries.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
Ukrainian defenses shot down 15 Russian drones during an overnight attack, Kiev's Air Force said Saturday. It said 17 Iranian-made drones were used in the aerial assault and did not specify what happened to the other two. Also on Friday, officials say the United States has given its approval for the Netherlands and Denmark to deliver F-16s to Ukraine. Here's VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gungadze.
I talked to Yuri Ignat, the spokesman of the Air Force Command of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, today, and he was very hopeful and thankful.
No word on when the F-16s will